The Music is Art Festival is set for September 7th at Riverworks in Riverfest Park. Robbie Takac is the founder of Music is Art. He joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So you made the big announcement last night. How about some of the highlights? What do we expect?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting year. This is our 17th year this year. As you said, we're at Riverworks in Riverfront Park. Riverworks has also expanded their footprint to another abandoned agro-industrial grain elevator, which is on the corner of Michigan and Ganson Street. So we're going to expand into that area, and we've got some circus performers over there and some performance artists and another main rotating stage and some DJs. And Shonen Knife is coming back from Osaka, Japan for their third appearance. Green Jello, Kenmore Natives, who just got off of a European and Mexican tour. They'll be here to perform again. We've got Edwin Money, who's a local fashion designer who just got back from London, doing a large fashion art slash fashion installation in one of the rinks. Expanded Kids Village this year. We got Polka this year. We had Polka for the first time last year, and it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life, and I have become an unbelievable fan. You know, jazz stage and, you know, lots of food, eat.
Of course, so Western New York loves its live music. It loves its festivals for sure. At the same time, you know, people have come to enjoy and, you know, support these efforts. But what about for the organization Music is Art? Is there a larger message?
Yeah, well, you know, the festival started as just sort of a party in my parking lot, you know, out at my old studio on Franklin and Helen Streets. And, you know, it was all sort of built on the excitement of the creative community. And I sort of noticed that there was really a desire within a loosely organized local music community that really wanted to move forward and share what they knew. So we started to involve kids a little bit more and started bringing in some schools and some community organizations. And if you run to musicisart.org, you can take a look at the list of things that we are involved in throughout the year, including Battle of the Bands and for kids and adults alike, mentoring programs, instrument donation drives and such. So it's really grown into a year-long commitment from an awful lot of people, and without all those people, nothing would happen with Music is Art. So I am unbelievably grateful for the community here.
You know, and just back to the details before we say goodbye here, obviously we have some time to prepare it here between now and September 7th, but I can't imagine what the logistics for putting together 21 stages must be like. But what do you want patrons to understand if they're first-timers to the Music is Art Festival?
The most thrilling part about the festival to me is the amount of different stimuli that happens. You know, when I was a little kid, I remember going to the Allentown Festival in the 70s and, like, seeing my first hippie being like, oh my God, what is this? And, like, it opened my eyes to a world that was out there that I just wasn't experiencing. So I guess my main goal with this is for people to come and see at least one or two things that they've never experienced before. And if there's something that's not necessarily their bag, the great thing about 21 stages is it's really easy to just turn around and walk to the next thing and find something that you love, you know? So the idea is there's an awful lot of ideas out there, and, you know, it's your journey to make your way through it and find the ones that appeal to you.
Hey, and thank you for sharing your journey with us this morning. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Absolutely, and thanks for supporting the organization. We really appreciate it, really.